Hi there. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Big Little Things podcast. It's always a delight to step into your space and be a blessing to you. Today, I want to quickly share with you some critical life lessons that I have been able to learn along the years around this topic called worry. You see, when I was much younger, I had a tendency to worry so much. Not only was I a perfectionist who worried about things not going according to her plans, I also worried a lot about my loved ones. Let me give you an example. For instance, if you told me you were traveling, or planning to travel, I would be so worried on the day you are to travel, such that if I am unable to reach you or call you, I would have imagined all the imaginables. It was a really negative trait, very bad actually, and I knew that it was bad. My perspective changed the day God helped me to understand that I couldn't love my loved ones more than He already did love them, and I should rest assured that He would look after them for me. This was my most liberating moment and has really helped me through the years not to worry as much as I used to in the past. And I get that concern is natural. There's a level of worry that is a little bit okay, but when worry begins to become like worry as we know it, the level of worry that is a little bit okay, like when you are concerned about someone, when you see some, you see things not going in the direction it should and all of that, but when it begins to get expressed into worry, anxiety, negative imaginations, then it's not good at all and can bring even, can affect one, health wise. Okay, so here's a big question that you might be wondering about right now. How then do I deal with worry? And I'll start by saying that I've actually seen people that'll be like, I don't worry about anything. Alright, in fact, I think there's a quote that says, I don't worry about anything, I tell God everything. Yeah, and there are actually people like that, I'll be like, they don't worry. In fact, there are some that are like happy-go-lucky. It's not like they're not serious with their lives, but they just don't have that capacity, but they're not the worrying type, right? And I have, seen my dad as that kind of person over the years that will tell me that once I've prayed to God about something, I've handed it over to Him. I know He's in charge. I'm not going to worry about it. I've seen it time and time again, and this just brings me to a point where I want to ask us, friends, can we actually be more trusting of God? Can we trust God? Even, there are even some people that would pray to God about something, yet they'll still keep worrying about the matter. So the answer to that big question I asked initially is this, the big question about how then do I deal with worry? I'll say something around it to sum up to this. The issue of worry is one that many times the things that we are so much worried about, things that we give our time, our emotions, our attention to in worry about, is oftentimes a pointer to the fact that we have not spent quality time praying to God about these issues. We have not spent quality time seeking God's mind to know what God would have us do in such situations, or to know what God Himself is actually working out in such situations, right? So, as I said earlier on, asking us to be more trusting of God, I want you to also see this as a turning point for yourself, that if you are the kind of person that worries about your life, your loved ones, God actually cares a lot about you. He cares so much about you. But here is the thing, that's not all. There are two more things I need to highlight to you before I wrap up this podcast. The first thing I want to highlight to you is that you should identify your worry triggers, right? I've come to understand that there are some things that trigger worry in individual to individual. So I might be someone that worry about things, and that person might be someone that worries about other things. And what tends to trigger it would be differently, would be totally different from one another. For instance, do you get worried that you would be let go from the job because maybe you've had a previous experience where you were let go from, you know, a job? Or are you worried that you might lose a loved one because it has happened in the past? You should identify what gets you triggered, what gets you worried, if there's a pattern that you need to deal with, and also what causes, you know, what is causing you to worry in this very moment. It's important that you identify those things so that you can deal with it. And the second thing I'll just have to say to you is, really, you should surrender to God. And this is not just about saying, are you born again? No. But even when you are born again, have it at the back of your mind that your life is too big for you to run yourself, right? There's only so much you can see about your life from where you are right now. But there is God, who is the master planner, you know, and who is like the architect of the universe, who is able to bring your grand plans into reality. But you have to actually place them in his hands and surrender to him. So maybe you're the kind of person that you're worried about, what would your future look like? Would you turn out like some certain set of people, or would you prefer to be in a certain, you know, league? And you're just so worried and it gets to you all the time. It's actually a good point for you to say, Lord, I surrender my plans to you. See, the book of Proverbs, if you can check Proverbs 16, you'll see so much about the plans of God and the plans of man. And you'll be able to glean so much wisdom from that particular book of the Bible. I'll leave you by saying that your grand plans will only fall in place if you can surrender them to God and allow him lead you. Surrender to God. I know that you like to be in charge. Like, you like to be in charge of your life. You like to be in control. But let God be in charge. Let God have his way. Let me conclude by sharing an instructive verse from the scripture with you, from the book of Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. Some versions actually say, be worried about nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Friends, this is a good point to stop. But before we stop, I want you to take a moment and speak to God. The burdens of your heart, cast them upon Jesus. He really does care about you. And that's all I have to say with you this day. And I'll just take a moment to pray with everyone, wherever you're listening to me from. Whatever burdens upon your heart today, I ask that you receive grace to cast them upon Jesus. Every worry, every fear, every anxiety, I speak peace over you this day, and ask that the Lord will speak to you over such situations in Jesus' name, and help comes to you speedily and mightily in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name have I prayed. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Big Little Things podcast. I have just one request for you. If you're yet to join us on Instagram, please do. We are trying to build a tribe there. So you'll find us on Big Little Things podcast. Sorry, you'll find us at Big Little Things Factory. At Big Little Things Factory, that's our handle. And this is Big Little Things podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for liking, for sharing, and for engaging. Till I come your way next week. Bye.